USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, but can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms are spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. It started Thursday night and continues today. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Writer E. Jean Carroll's wrapped up her testimony accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault and defamation. She spent the last day and a half on the stand in Judge Lewis Kaplan's Manhattan courtroom. Trump's already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll decades ago in a department store dressing room. Former President Trump's mother-in-law has been laid to rest. Emalia Knauss, mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, was buried Thursday in Palm Beach, Florida. She was 78 when she died. Trump complained Wednesday about the fact his New York trial judge offered little grace for the occasion.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day, and he said absolutely not.
Trump was nearly tossed out of the courtroom this week. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebels will continue. While speaking to reporters outside the White House Thursday, Biden acknowledged the U.S. and U.K. strikes may not be stopping the Houthis, but they'll continue anyway. This follows Wednesday's announcement the U.S. is designating the Houthi rebels as a terrorist group. A landmark Department of Justice report into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on a 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others hurt, including many young children. A suspect is now in custody following a rash of stabbing attacks in New York City in recent days. The suspect's been identified as 27-year-old Jermaine Reguer of Queens. He was arrested late Wednesday night. In all of the stabbings, the suspect walked up to the victims and stabbed them in the back or abdomen. One victim was able to get into a dry cleaner for help.
He just walked on the street and some young guy behind him, he just is stepping his back.
Thankfully, none of the injuries were life-threatening. An investigation is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.